This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In 18 years, John Harbaugh, he's going to have plenty of opportunities. Joining us now to talk about that and more, Bob Hayden, Nolan McGraw, Alex Scamponi on the other side of the glass. He's with the Baltimore Sun. Welcome back to the show, Brian Wacker. Brian, first of all, good afternoon. How are you feeling?
I am well rested since, you know, instead of a Ravens-Texans playoff game tonight, we get Steelers-Texans instead.
Now, for the Ravens, as we're all aware of and been talking about for the last 6 days, John Harbaugh is now the ex-coach of the team for the first time since, what, 2008? Looking for a new one. And, you know, based on the interviews and the candidates that we've seen so far, Brian, can you put your finger on exactly what Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta are looking for here and a new head coach? Because to say this is a pretty significant decision would be an understatement right now.
Well, sure. Yeah. And to answer your question, I think it's very much up in the air what they're looking for, because I think we're up to now 13 candidates by my count. I'm sure there's more that we don't know about yet or that are being lined up. So, and they run the gamut, you know, Jesse Minter, LA Chargers defensive coordinator, among the latest, Mike McDaniel, former Dolphins coach, you know, guys like Robert Sala, Brian Flores. So it really is kind of all over the map here. And this is certainly, you guys would be familiar with this, but this is seems far more exhaustive than the last time Steve Bisciotti was looking for a head coach. And obviously much different circumstances, different variables and so forth. So perhaps not a surprise, but it doesn't seem like there's an imminent hire here, at least, you know, in the next day or so, just based on all the interviews. Obviously, some of these guys can't be interviewed yet in person, you know, per the rules if they're still in the playoffs. So there's a lot that sort of has to kind of play out here before they can reach a decision.
Now, Brian, as Steve Bisciotti will meet with the media for the first time since 2022, unless you were invited to that thing at the owners' meetings a couple years ago. How do you see the tone of this one unfolding? And, you know, Eric DaCosta, is he just going to be along for the ride? Is there still plenty to ask him about as this team underachieved, shall we say, in 25?
Yeah, look, there are plenty of questions to ask Eric DaCosta. He hasn't talked since before the season, so, you know, a lot to ask him, certainly, in terms of this roster construction, in terms of course, Lamar Jackson's contract negotiations, although I don't expect us, as has often been the case in the past, I don't expect any real revelatory insight there. But yes, I do think the majority of the questions that we will be asking will likely be directed towards Steve Bisciotti. And, you know, you'd certainly like to have those two guys sort of speak separately for a whole bunch of reasons, including each of them addressing some different things. But, you know, there will be a lot of questions, I think, certainly addressed to Steve, as you mentioned, the first head coaching change in 18 years. And by all accounts, happening very quickly and very swiftly here over, you know, about a week ago. So
now, as far as DaCosta is concerned, what do you think tomorrow, obviously, when he's asked about it, the biggest blemish that he's going to have to answer for? I mean, would it be the O-line? Would it be maybe the oversight with the pass rush or even something like the Cooper Rush signing, considering how important backup quarterback was for the Ravens this year?
Yes is the answer. yes, all of those things certainly are major sticking points, and just the roster construction overall. And certainly, again, as I said, Lamar Jackson and his contract situation, because, you know, if we recall, few years ago. This was a very long, at times contentious negotiation. You know, we asked Lamar Jackson, you know, about it at the end of the season, and he was kind of noncommittal in terms of answering the question, just, you know, having been, quote, stunned from that playoff loss to the Steelers. So I think there's a lot to answer for here. Certainly you can look at the trade, you know, some of the trades that Eric Goff has made as well, some of the draft picks, what they'll do going forward, all of it, what his role was, you know, in making the change with John Harbaugh, what his input was in those conversations and what his sort of expectations were. And, you know, things like, did John Harbaugh, you know, was there some disagreement on what changes needed to be made to move forward? I mean, certainly I don't think they were going to run it back with the same, you know, entire staff that they had, but, you know, what exactly did that look like? Did those conversations, what came out of those? And then roster construction and some of the players. So there's certainly a lot to look at there, both in terms of moves made and moves they will make going forward. You know, what's the status of a guy like, say, Marlon Humphrey going forward? We saw him struggle mightily down the stretch of the season, number of missed tackles, kind of got picked on at times a bit, has a big cap number. You know, what does his future look like here in Baltimore, if any? So a lot of questions to be asked, I think, at this point, given the way the recent season played out and given what the expectations were going into that season.
Another player that I'm kind of interested to see what they do with one of their 16 free agents is Jordan Stout. Because on the surface, that might seem like, you know, an easier negotiation, right? Because special teams guys don't command as much money. But for him to be an all-pro this year, to have the incredible improvements that he did, do you think the Ravens are so willing to just hand over top-of-the-market punter money for him? Or are they looking to for that to be a position where they cut costs a little bit?
Yeah, well, to your point, top of the market punter money is about $4 million. So, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at for a team that is perennially up against the cap that needs to shave some room. Of course, depending what they do with Lamar Jackson, he's got that massive $74 million cap hit beginning the new league year on March 11th, I believe it is. So there's a lot of arithmetic that needs to be done for this team. And certainly, you know, I'm sure, to your point, Jordan Stout, you know, all pro punter, had a very good year for them. Probably, you know, one can make the argument, maybe their most consistent player all year, certainly one of them. And a number of times flipped the field for them, you know, good directional kicking. So all of that, you know, do they re-sign him? I mean, they do like to keep their homegrown talent in the building when they can. I think they just have to figure out the numbers and, you know, where they can meet there. You would certainly assume that Jordan Stout's going to want close to top of the market money. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if the Ravens can get close enough to there. Because the other thing to keep in mind, certainly with that, is the whole field goal operation. So he's certainly an integral part of that as the holder. You know, we saw Nick Moore signed for 4 more years, bringing him back. So you would think the likelihood, obviously they drafted Tyler Loop last year, perhaps they'll bring in some competition for him this offseason. But you know, you'd have to think you'd want to keep the battery or at least most of it intact.
Yeah, keeping the band together, man. Like the old Wolfpack from way back when. He's
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun. Brian, always appreciate the time. Have fun with Harbs. Boy, I got to get that out of the old vocabulary. Yeah. Have fun with DaCosta and Steve Bisciotti tomorrow. It should be interesting for sure.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Brian Wacker, everybody. Hey, old Jordan Stout, first team all pro. Got a little leverage working not in even, his favor.
Not even Sam Cook was first team all pro. He made one second team in his career.
How about that? So good job there, Eric DaCosta, as we talk about the draft, which is still months away. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL Lunch, top of the hour. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. Look at our picks for this past weekend. Do tonight's game as well, as the Steelers getting three at home against Houston. And then Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Struggles for Buzz Williams and his Maryland Terrapins. They're real. That 0-5 record, yeah, that's real too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.